Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 16th. Happy Resurrection Day. Our memory verse this week is a familiar one, John 3:16. And I have it memorized from childhood, but I do not know what version it is. So as I'm speaking it, maybe you can relate that you learned it in a similar version, or you may say, no, I learned it in a very different version. So anyway, hope that this week we will be able to put this passage to memory if we don't already know it, and that the Lord would speak through His Word. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our Old Testament reading today is from 2 Kings chapter 17. We'll start in verse 7 and go through verse 14, and then we'll go over to verse 18 to kind of clarify the situation. The title in the English Standard Version is Israel's Exile Because of Sin. As we've been learning through the prophetic books, that even though God warned the Israelites over and over, they would not relent or repent. And so this passage is talking about their final exile into Assyria, that they were conquered by Assyria. Verse 7. And this occurred because the people of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel, and in the customs that the kings of Israel had practiced. And the people of Israel did secretly against the Lord their God things that were not right. They built for themselves high places in all their towns, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves pillars and ashram on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they made offerings on all the high places, as the nations did, whom the Lord carried away before them. And they did wicked things, provoking the Lord to anger. And they served idols, of which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this." Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes in accordance with the law that I commanded your fathers and that I sent to you by my servants, the prophets." But they would not listen, but were stubborn, as their fathers had been, who did not believe in the Lord their God. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of His sight. None was left but the tribe of Judah only. Our second reading today is Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. The Great Commandment and Jesus' question about the Christ. But when the Pharisees heard that He had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked Him a question to test Him. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is He?" They said to Him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls Him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If then David calls Him Lord, how is He His son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. And our reading from Proverbs is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. The 2 Kings passage reminded us why Israel was exiled. Even though God warned them, they were stubborn and refused to repent. And so ultimately, Assyria comes in and conquers Israel. We learned from Amos, we learned from the other prophets that ignoring God's warning has consequences. In Matthew chapter 22, we also learned about the beauty of loving God and others. The Pharisees were trying to trick Jesus, but Jesus simplifies the entire law into two commands: love God fully and love others as you love yourself, or selflessly. And then in the Proverbs today, we are reminded that we can make our plans, the plans of the heart, belong to a man, but we must leave the results to God. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would guide our steps today and help us to trust you with the outcome. Help us to listen to your warning and to love you wholeheartedly. Be with my brothers and sisters today as they worship you, hopefully corporately, but wherever they are. Remind us that your resurrection power is at work in our midst. Please bring people to faith in Jesus today. Please turn our hearts toward you. Convict us of sin. Encourage us by your Spirit, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.